This is Tom DeLong, and you're listening to Monday Mass with Chris Cote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tom DeLong, for that beautiful, eloquent, understated intro to the world's best action sports podcast. That's right. This is the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. This is all the action sports news that's fit to talk about on a podcast, at least, for Monday, April 17th. But remember, whatever day you're listening to the Monday Mass is the best day to listen to the Monday Mass. Subscribe. Give us a review. Is this show awful? Tell us. Tell me. It's a way to boost our clout on iTunes if you review this show. So please do that and subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Monday Mass. Of course, we are on the U Online Network, and we are brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. That's right. Shop local, surf local, support your local surf shop. Get radical with South Coast Surf Shops. I'm telling you, summer's coming up. It's bikini season. It's surf trunk season. It's everything season when it comes to surfing, and you can get all that stuff at South Coast Surf Shops. There's five shops between Pacific Beach and Ocean Beach, two women's shops, a closeout shop featuring all the wetsuits you could ever want, 50% off, that's right, all the cool surf brands you want to put on your body for summer and spring. It's coming. Go to southcoast.com for more. Now let's get into action sports news. This is the Monday Mass. This time la luna, I let my touch and wave it for the new moon. Let's start you off with skate news. Skate news. That's right. Well, Dutour just announced that they are doing a bowl event to go along with all of their other cool team events, June 15th through 18th. I'm telling you this early because I'm going to be there. I'm going to produce a Monday Mass from Dutour in Long Beach. It's going to be awesome. You've got a long time to wait for that because it's not till June. But I just wanted to tell you that now. Let's talk Vert news, right? Vert. Skateboarding didn't go anywhere. Did go underground a few times, came back up, went back down, but it's back up. It's been back up. Vert Attack is basically the most, I would say, well-respected, most hardcore vert contest in the world. You know, it's got that cred. It's got that credibility. So Vert Attack is a skate contest on a vertical ramp that goes down every year in Malmo, Sweden, in a place called Bryggeriet School. This place is incredible. It's a school that the curriculum includes a whole lot of skateboarding. A whole lot of skateboarding goes down at Bryggeriet School, but you also learn math, English, Swedish, trigonometry, languages. Bryggeriet School is rad, but let's get to the contest. So Vert Attack is a contest that we watch closely every year just because we've got homies in it. Neil Hendricks, who I commentate the Vans Park series with, won the Masters division last year. Came in hot this year, and he got third. So Neil Hendricks, our friend, a friend of the Monday Mass, got third place in the Masters division at Vert Attack this year, 2017. Jocke Olsen took the title. In the pro side, Nicole House won women's. Get this, an eight-year-old, Sky Brown, got fifth place in the women's division. That's crazy. On the pro side of things, Creature Fiend Jimmy Wilkins took top honors in the pro division of Vert Attack. I would highly recommend you go to watch these highlights from Vert Attack. The best way I could send you, I could not spell Bryggeriet.org for you, so I'm going to tell you to Google Vert Attack 2017 and go watch this contest. Vert's not dead. Vert shreds. Vert's pretty much like the new street, if that makes sense. Vert's that hardcore, and you should watch the Vert Attack event. Hopefully, we'll get a word from Neil Hendricks maybe next week. He was supposed to call. He's traveling. I get it. It's busy. Other contest news. We're knee-deep in Battle at the Barracks. Over the weekend, I watched Sean Malto versus Louis Lopez. It was pretty good. But things are going to start to heat up as we get deeper into the bracket. That's when we're going to start to see switch, nollie, double heel flips, you know, 540 kick flips. Crazy, crazy tricks will be coming out. And I don't know about you, but there's something really special and really fun about watching the world's best skaters attack the flatland and give us pretty much, I would say it's a little bit of freestyle kind of vibe. Dare I say it? So now we're talking about the return of vert and the return of freestyle, sort of. Anyway, Battle at the Barracks is going down on the Barracks. Get caught up. Watch all the battles. And you'll be excited. You'll be excited to go out and skate on your driveway. I think that's kind of the inspiration that we're looking for here. Anything to get you inspired to go skate, to go surf, to go play around in the snow. Use those things. Use them. Use them wisely. Video drops. One of my favorites of the year so far. It's all about the Warble. The Warble crew. And new driveway. So check out the Warble crew's new driveway footage. The Mole Brothers and Man Ramp himself. I'm talking about a ramp made out of a man. A man ramp. Go to ThrasherMagazine.com and watch all the Warble videos. You can soak it up. This is skateboarding, folks. Talking about kickflips off a ramp made out of a man. The man ramp. Best videos. So that's your skate news. Vert Attack, Dew Tour Bowl event, yada, 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 the Barracks. There's a lot of good skate stuff out there. Get on the internet and watch it all. All right, that's your skate news. Brought to you by Masterplan PR. My people at Masterplan PR are going to master the plan to blow up this podcast, to get some public relations going to help Monday Mass reach the masses. That's right. MasterplanPR.com or on Instagram at MasterPlan. That's been your skate news. Let's go skate. All right, let's talk surf news here on the Monday Mass. Let's get contesty to start off this news cycle. Surf. All right. The WSL has been at Bells Beach for the past, seems like a month, but we're getting near the end, and we actually did see the finals of the women's event go down, and it is USA, USA. That's right. Courtney Conlogue wins back-to-back Bells, taking down Stephanie Gilmore. Steph is still number one, ranked first on the WSL rankings for the women. So that means Courtney Conlogue with the win, with the back-to-back Bells wing. She's got two Bells at her house now, which is pretty much two of the coolest trophies you can get in all of surfing. She's got two Bells, and now she's moved up to fourth place on the rankings, the Jeep rankings. So Courtney Conlogue's making big moves, and it's hard not to cheer for Courtney. She wants it. Sally Fitzgibbons is still in second place. In the overall standings, the Jeep rankings leaderboard for the WSL women, Sally Fitzgibbons has gotten second place the past 3 years. Can we give it up for Sally? I mean, it's hard not to cheer for Sally and Courtney. Of course, we all love Stephanie Gilmore, Carissa Moore, Tyler Wright. We love them. They're bundles of joy. We want to just wrap them up and surf like them. That's what we want to do. We want to surf like them. But at the same time, these second placers, these runners up, Sally Fitzgibbons, Courtney Conlogue was so close last year. So I'm excited to see how the rest of the year shakes out on the women's side of things for the WSL. It's going to be a fun year to watch. The title race is heating up. It's heating up. And I think I said Steph Gilmore was going to win. If you haven't listened to last week's show, my picks, I blew it on all my picks. And this was a one that I picked that didn't go down either. I'm talking about there was a super heat that went down a couple days ago, a super heat at Bells. Kelly Slater, Mick Fanning, this was going to be so awesome. It wasn't. It was not. I don't know what's going on with Kelly Slater. I want him to win so bad, but he's bumming me out. The Kelly Slater-Mick Fanning heat was set up to be one of the best heats of the year. It was not. There was other great heats. Ezekiel Lau is destroying bells. He's still going. Frederico Moraes, who I called at the very beginning of the year, last year, as to be a rookie threat to take out whoever, still going. Felipe Toledo, of course, he's still going. Jordy's still going. Joel Parkinson quietly making a push for a potential bell. He's won it before. He could win it again. He is one of the best, most pleasing to the eyeballs surfers to watch at bells, at anywhere, really. Talk about style. Style counts, kids. Surf like Parco. Oh, yeah. And John Florence is also going to win this contest and the next one. I was out on the streets this weekend. I was all over. I got around this weekend. And I swear, three different random strangers came up to me and said, "Did you see John? Can you believe what John's doing?" And I say, "Yes, I can. I mean, no, I can't. It's that... He's that good. Nobody's coming close to John so far. All right? Nobody. Especially in these two long right point breaks. So I'm excited to see John go down to Brazil, which is the next event. See what he can do there. He's already won there. And I think he's going to wrap up this world title fairly quickly. Not easily, but fairly quickly. I foresee... John will be going to Pipeline with the world title already wrapped up, just like he did last year. And why not? He deserves it. The man rips, and he's just getting better. He's now being coached by Ross Williams. A lot of people have been asking me about the commentary team. What happened to Ross? Where's Joe? I'll tell you, I've been loving listening to Kaipo Guerrero in that commentary team, Pete Mel. Everybody's shredding the commentary. Commentary's great. I don't know why people complain about the commentary. It's great. Strider in the water. How could you not love this? So just keep listening. And yeah, keep Twittering your thoughts. But the bottom line is we've got a great commentary crew on the WSL. Again, I hope to get back there. But you know what? I got Vans Park Series. I'm working. I'm doing other things. But I will hopefully get back in the booth. For those of you who like my commentary, for those of you who don't, that makes me want to get back in the booth that much more. See, I'm a professional speaker. Did you hear that mess up? Anyway, let's get back to contest news. On the queue, qualifying series, the Barbados Pro just happened. This was a QS 3000. I told y'all to keep your eyeballs on these QS 3000 events. These are going to set up the qualifiers at the end of the year, which in my opinion is the most fun part of competitive surfing, to watch the qualification battles go down during the Triple Crown. And so these are the guys you're going to be watching. And this was pretty wild, all right? The finals. It's Kianua Singh, who we all know. Heart over height. Little shredder. For Shane Campbell. I never even heard of Shane Campbell. But he made the finals in QS 3000, so that means he must be good. Check this out. Shane Campbell posted an 8.8 and a 9.37 in the final. He won, right? Wrong. Nope. Kianua Singh got himself a 9.5 and a 10 in the final. A near perfect heat for the finals of a QS 3000 event in Barbados. The waves were whatever, but I'm talking about these are the surfers that want it. So it's really fun to watch these QS events. Jesse Mendez still leads the QS for now. And now in Point Break news. What? Yeah, Point Break. One of the best movies ever. So check it out. Patrick Swayze, may he rest in peace. Love that man. All his stuff is up on auction right now at Julie's Auction House or something. You can find it if you really want it. It would be fun to have. But let me get into it. So Bodhi from Point Break. Bodhi's stuff is up for auction. You want Bodhi's, not only Bodhi's surfboards, Bodhi's clothing, Bodhi's skydiving suit. That's right. All Bodhi's stuff is online now. You can get his sleeveless skull t-shirt, skydiving gear. But to me, the cherry of this group of Bodhi's stuff that's up on auction is the Blue Fade Spider Surfboard squash tail trifin. I mean, this is an iconic board. You see it and you immediately go, Bodie's board. Bodie's board is up for auction. I say it's going to go for about 10 grand. So how big of a Point Break fan are you? Will you pay $10,000 for Bodie's Spider surfboard? If I had an extra $10,000, I would. Because how fun would that be to have in your house, you know, dinner party? Hey, blah, 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 say, oh, that board? Yeah, that's Bodie's board from Point Break. That's a baller move right there. And I never say that word, baller. But that would be a baller move. And I will never say that baller word again. Mark my words. This was reported by Grind TV, Ryan Brower. So thank you for that, for bringing this to our attention. Bodie's stuff is up for grabs. I might go in there and try to buy a Point Break tote bag. I saw one. I just saw the new Surfer magazine. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. But I tell you, what the hell happened to the extra page in the background? I know this is going to sound super surf nerdish, but the extra page is my favorite, and it's not in there. No extra. Surfer magazine, please, put the extra page back in there. That's some people's favorite page, and it's gone. It's gone. Just like Transworld Surf and Surfing magazine, the extra page, deceased. So maybe we could start a letter campaign. Monday Mass wants extra back. Hashtag, bring extra page back. I'm sure this Twitter campaign is going to take off. Oh my gosh, did you guys see the video of the shark breaching at Lowers just outside the crowd? It's on Surfline. It's terrifying. I mean, you can't, it looks like a tiny shark, but then you think of how big the shark is next to all the people, and it's huge. Huge. So there's a shark breaching outside at Lowers. That's just sketch. Oh, the people have turned on Robbie Madison. Oh man. I am all for having fun, doing stunts, getting weird in the water, but Robbie Madison's latest has people up in arms. Stab, Beach Grit, lighting them up. The internet, lighting them up. Haters, hating. I mean, I can't hate on it, but it was, yeah. If you watch the video, you will see what Robbie Madison did. Is it gnarly? Probably. Does it look cool? Not really. The wave was not... you got to watch it. You react. Send us your thoughts on Robbie Madison's big wave ride. I wouldn't have surfed it. It was big enough to where I wouldn't have surfed it. But that's not saying much because I don't really surf big waves. So all I can say is the people have turned on Robbie Madison. People were loving him when he was surfing Chopo on his motorcycle. He goes and surfs Totos. Boom. Potpourri of hate comes out of the internet. I just read about this GoPro trade-up program. That's cool. I back GoPros. And I know a lot of you out there most likely have an old GoPro laying around somewhere. You don't use it anymore. Trade it up. Go to GoPro.com to find out how to trade up your GoPro. Get a new one. I DJ'd the Bones Brigade Nixon collaboration release party this weekend. I did a great job. That's it. That's the news from that party. Wade Goodall, my man Wade Goodall, just released an epic surf edit called Turtle Business. It rips. It's on monsterchildren.com. So you should go check it out. Watch it. It's brought to you by Vans. You know I love Vans. I love Wade Goodall. So go check out Wade Goodall's new edit, Turtle Business. You will re-become a huge fan of Wade Goodall. Because I know you all were, I am, I was, I will always be. So Wade Goodall's new film. Speaking of films, the Newport Beach Film Festival will be hosting the world premiere of Opera Films, Secrets of Desert Point. This sounds rad. This documents the discovery, evolution, and dun-dun-dun, exploitation of a legendary surf break in remote Indonesia about 40 years ago. This is the early 80s, just off of Lombok Island in Australia. Young California surfer Bill Hayek and his friends, dubbed the Golden Beards, stumbled across the perfect wave, and then it got blown out. Now, they had a lot of good years at Desert Point, but I love these surf documentaries that dive into, you know, specific era, a specific moment, a specific place in time in surf history, I will absolutely be watching Secrets of Desert Point, and I hope to get to the Newport Beach Film Festival soon. In other film festival news, the San Diego Surf Film Festival is coming up. So go online, Google San Diego Surf Film Festival 2017 for information. Can't wait to go to that. That's been your surf news, folks. Surf news. All right, to wrap us up on Monday Mass, let's talk snow news. You know it's been a slow snow week when the top story is about a rogue moose charging down the slopes of Breckenridge Mountain. Moose on the loose, folks. You know, actually, the video is quite sketchy. Moose? These animals are huge. So that see a moose running down a ski/snowboard slope at top speed, it's kind of terrifying. I saw this on snowboarding.transworld.net, and it really caught my eye, as it will catch yours, to see a moose charging full speed downhill on a perfectly groomed snow slope. Wild stuff. This is actually pretty cool. Now, this could be a collab between surf and snow news, because the Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge just happened this past week at Mount Bachelor. And this is basically a snowboard contest based purely, the judging looks at style, slashing, surfing the snow, having fun. Pretty much sounds like the best snowboard contest ever. And Jerry Lopez, the best guy ever. I had the chance to commentate the Vulcan Pipe Pro one year with Jerry Lopez. I thought he hated me, but it turns out he likes me. I saw a wave barreling at Pipeline, and I said, Jerry, you could fit a Volkswagen bus in that wave. And he very quickly just looked at me and said, no, you couldn't. And then he smiled and said, but you could probably fit a Volkswagen bug. And I thought, oh my gosh, Jerry Lopez thinks I'm cool. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Jerry Lopez knows me. I know him. It's kind of a big deal. Let's get back to the contest. Jerry Lopez Big Wave Challenge went down a mountain at Matt Bachelor. All right, the men's pro division was taken out by Max Warbington. And the Wahine's division was Colleen Quigley. Now, this is fun. The surfers division, 1, 2, and 3. Chris Christensen won the surfers division, followed by Jason Murray. And how's this for a name I haven't heard in a while, who I love? Joe Curran. Joe Curran got third place. The Plumber's Crack Award goes to Dane Gadowskis. Best surf style goes to Barrett Christy Cummings. Most creative line goes to Encinitas' finest, Brock Crouch. And most fun. How's most fun award? I love a contest that has an award just called most fun. And that was Allison Allen. Allison Allen got most fun award. I actually got a text message from Mark McMorris. I texted him to say, get well, buddy, you're a badass. He said, thank you. It's been gnarly. He's lucky, he's thankful. And he's coming back, folks. And he is gonna be surfing with us this summer on his way to recovery. So I'm just gonna give a big ups and shout outs to Mark McMorris. Every time I say, I'm gonna give a big up, a shout out, a get well soon to my man, Mark McMorris. Every issue, every time I record the Monday Mass. So, and with that, oh my gosh, is that it? That's been the Monday Mass. Scurfing? No scurf news. No scurfing news. Surf, skate, snow news. All in 25 minutes or under for your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. This is Monday Mass, the best action sports news podcast on the planet. This podcast is brought to you by Tory Holistics, close, licensed, legal, permitted marijuana collective right here in North County, San Diego. If you're not here in North County, come here and go to Tory Holistics. It's that great of a place. They got cannabis consultants. It will help you select the right treatment for what ails you. Okay? CBD oils, THC, insomnia, anxiety, etc. Do you suffer from these things? Use those things I mentioned earlier. TorreyHolistics.com. Thank you for your support, Torrey Holistics. The Monday Mass is here on the online network, youonline.com. Go check out all the podcasts we have to offer. Cantori and You is a great one. Rob Moult's got a new podcast all about music. You got to check it out. Go to youonline.com and listen to all the podcasts there. There's one called Let Me Drink About It. For those of you who like craft beer and want to find out more about it, beautiful lady hosting that show. Wow. Anyway, youonline.com. Go there and check out all the podcasts. It's Monday. It's the day after Easter. I had way too much chocolate and ham yesterday, so I'm going to take the rest of the day off. Subscribe to Monday Mass. Leave us your comments. I'm going to be giving out prizes today on my Twitter for Monday Mass. Oh, my gosh. Oh, our host was here. Hey, good morning. Thanks for the intro. I'm going on the intro for Monday Mass. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.